Good morning, Graham, and welcome.
You needed me.
Yes, absolutely. How lovely is that?
How good. An appropriate song to lead into the day.
It is,
yes,
so.
We do. Thank you. Thank you for having me on this morning. Really appreciate it.
No, we need to know some of the things that happen over there at VMR, Graham.
Yeah,
so tell us about it.
I just pulled the statistics from contact statistics we have with vessels between for April, and I noticed that we had 329 people that logged on with us, and of those we originally one per day assist, so mm-hmm. we had 26 assists out there, and another fact, disturbing fact, was that we had five overdue situations where people didn't log off when they returned, and mm-hmm. I looked at against the annual statistics year to date, and so far we've had 1,150 people who have logged on with us to let us know that they're bound in their vessels, which is really, really good. Our assists, we've had 127, so we're averaging one assist a day, and that's fairly high too. I mean, look, we might go a couple of days without, you know, doing an assist, and we might end up having five in one day, so the figures are a little bit slanted in that, but it still goes to show that there's a lot of work out there. But more importantly, again, when looking year to date, we've got 16 vessels that where those vessels have been overdue, and we've had to take action to go and find them. So that's a little bit disturbing.
Mm, yeah, just
but
come on, guys.
But generally, the boating public are very, very good, and we're there to help you.
Yep.
We're there to help the boating public, and a call to us could be the best call that they've made all day.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, Graham, I know that VMR's had some trouble with all this wet weather, and I've seen the scaffolding up around the building. What's happening now, or is it coming better, or what's happening?
Yeah, look, it's absolutely tragic to a degree, and the damage to the base has been very significant, and with the radio room, which sits on the front part of the building, that was flooded. Back area of the kitchen and the training and function room area that suffered an awful lot of weather damage, and that was due to the work that was being done to replace the roof after the last hailstones back in December.
Mm.
So we're gradually getting there, a lot of good work by a lot of hard work by a lot of people, and conversations with insurance companies. But the damage has been significant, and to get the base back to where it was will take some time. However, it hasn't diminished our commitment to the boating public, and we're still available 24/7, and we still have all services are still operating. Just that access to the base is limited to the active members and crew only.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course, for all sorts of reasons. Graham, we're just about out of time, but you're heading off to the Bribie Island school to talk to the, the under-8s. How lovely is that?
Yes, we're taking Jonkers Bribie 3 on the trailer down there, and we put that for the kids to have some hands-on and practical experience with what a little rescue boat's like.
Yeah.
And, I guess it's like little tug.
Yep.
I guess from the old days at school.
Yep.
And the kids crawl over and they get to experience that.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And
really
get them
a couple of hours.
Yeah,
yep.
Get them familiar. I mean, they're surrounded by water, so why wouldn't you do that? Now, just before
before I let
you go, logging on and logging off, just go through that with our listeners, please, Graham.
Yes, look, we're there, and we're there with the service, we're there with the coverage. We've just had new aerials put up, we've had a new tower put up, we've just upgraded our radio system, so we've really got some good equipment there to ensure that we reach all parts of the Moreton area
good.
That we cover.
Great.
So we ask people, if you're going out in your boat, just give us a call.
Yep.
If you haven't got a radio, give us a call on the phone.
Yep.
So at least we know where you are, and if we need to assist you, that we can do it as quickly as possible. So log on. Could be the best call you make for the rest of the day.
Absolutely, and then don't forget to log off. Graham.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we come looking for you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Takes up a lot of time and effort. Graham, lovely to talk to you again, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again next month. And you stay safe, and make sure you continue to keep our beautiful water people safe as well. And listeners, that was Graham Gibb, and he's volunteer marine rescue at Bribeyong. If you own a boat, you need to know these guys well. Thanks, Graham.